The Augustines mit Book of James. Ein Stück Musik vom Debütalbum der Band, die ja 2010, 2011 noch We Are Augustines hieß. Die von uns heißgeliebte Kapelle, die in Brooklyn lebt und arbeitet, hat, das haben wir heute erfahren, die Arbeit am neuen dritten Album bereits beendet, nachdem die zweite LP mit dem großartigen Peter Kadis, den man vor allem als Produzenten von The National kennt, aufgenommen wurde, hat sich die Band diesmal mit dem Top-Indie-Produzenten und Frank Zappa-Engineer Joe Ciccarelli ins Studio eingeschlossen. Was man jetzt von der dritten Platte erwarten kann, wie die Stücke fürs neue Werk entstanden sind und noch vieles mehr, verrät uns jetzt und hier Billy McCarthy, der Sänger der Augustines, spielt heute Abend solo im bereits ausverkauften Grünen Salon. Er wird uns eins der neuen Lieder als Weltpremiere präsentieren und außerdem hat er die letzten Tickets dabei für die Show heute Abend. Ich freue mich sehr und sage Hello, Billy, my man.
Hey!
So good to have you back, so good to see you again.
It's really nice to be here, man.
It's the family reunion feeling that I always get when you guys arrive.
Yes!
So how have you been?
I've been good, man. Busy.
Cool.
Busy,
yeah.
Traveling.
You've been traveling a lot. You're touring solo right now.
Yep.
And you've finished recording your third LP already.
Right.
At least that's what I've heard.
That's right.
Where are you coming from today before we start talking about the record?
Well, just came for the hotel. We came in yesterday and we've just been, this is our first German show.
Okay.
In Munich. And yeah, we're here. We're,
cool.
We're having a great time.
Cool. And how's that show been? How has the,
man,
how's
was
the
awesome.
First show been?
Sold out and
wow.
Awesome and scary.
Wow.
But definitely very good for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, cool. And so you're touring solo?
Yeah.
And you're presenting some of the new songs already?
Yeah. It's called Journals, Maps, Stories, and Songs, An Evening with William McCarthy.
Okay.
And it's basically what I'm talking about is my life before Augustines
uh-huh.
and how I became a musician and why and where.
Oh, interesting.
And how, yeah.
That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the LP a little bit
yeah,
because
yeah.
so many people are looking forward
yeah, yeah.
to listening to your third LP. After you've recorded your second record with Peter Kadis,
that's
who's
right.
known for working with The National,
yep.
this time you entered the studio with Joe Ciccarelli.
Yes.
He's been in the studio with so many bands. It's,
yeah.
it's it would be easier to mention the bands he's not worked with,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
But there's one special thing about him, and that is that he's engineered some Frank Zappa records
yeah.
back in the days. How did you come up with the idea of working with him?
You know, it's actually, we felt like we wanted to get out of New York and we wanted to get out of the East Coast. And I had done some writing in Ireland and I think that we were in the spirit of like moving around a little bit and mm-hmm. mixing it up. We were introduced to him and he really liked the demos. And next thing you know, we ended up recording in this funky old school, very old studio in California where Van Halen
and
Prince did Purple Rain there.
What?
And, yeah, a bunch of people. And it was like, you know, it smelled like cigarette smoke still and it was funky.
Good.
Yeah, really cool.
I mean, that's really something, right? When you enter a studio that has some history to it,
yeah.
one can really feel that the walls
yeah,
are
man.
Still breathing.
Yeah.
The ideas of musicians, they're bouncing back
yeah.
your ideas and all of a sudden there's a little Van Halen
yeah, man.
In the room and stuff. It must be interesting.
It was really, everywhere I go, I love Wikipedia and I'm always reading it and I didn't realize that's the last place Janis Joplin was before she passed away.
Wow.
So she was at a session there
uh-huh.
and she went to her hotel room and had an accidental overdose. But I was like, wow. And there's all these weird pictures of people in bell bottoms and crazy mustaches. It's
yeah.
pretty, it was really cool.
Oh, that's so nice. When you were working on the songs for the second LP, you did travel a lot. You jumped on your bike and
yeah.
you traveled the States. You visited
yeah.
some old school friends of yours, some people
yeah.
who were important
yeah,
for
yeah.
you in your life.
Yeah, that's it.
How did you get inspired this time? Did you travel again? Because
yeah.
I know that you love to
yeah.
travel around.
I believe you should try to change your environment whenever you do different work. So
mm-hmm.
it's always changing. I went to Ireland. I went to Devon in England.
Mm-hmm.
I again went around California. I really wanted to do the record in New Orleans, but it just didn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to find something that's like, you know, strong. You know how when you have a good drink, you feel it in your nose, like, woo,
yeah.
it's a strong one.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like want the place that I'm writing to feel that way.
Yeah. New Orleans would have been a great fit, though, because
yeah.
New Orleans is a city that deals with death in a certain way,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think, especially your first record, had that same special thing about
mm-hmm.
the death of your brother and,
mm-hmm.
and your family.
Yeah.
And it's changed the super sad subject into a positive thing.
You
so that's something that reminds me of New Orleans, actually, because when they have a wake for their dead
yes.
people, it's something that's about fun as well, about
it's
life.
Really great that you say that. Bob Dylan had some comments some years ago about the blues, and he said that the interesting thing that's happened is for the community that people were playing blues in, it was used to get out of their reality and celebrate and you know, have drinks and have sex and party and dance and live. But he said that what's funny thing is about nowadays that people are going through the blues in the reverse direction, trying to feel legitimacy and feel suffering through this music when it was actually an exit strategy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I can relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of a comparison that I heard about basketball players, actually. Mm. And that said that white basketball players, they play basketball because they want to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
And black basketball players, they want to get out of something.
Yeah.
They play because they want to get out of the ghetto or want to survive in a certain way. So there's a difference, too.
Yeah.
I remember that you've recorded parts of the last LP in a church.
Yeah.
So this time you were in that very special studio in California, and that was it? Or
No. We got to a certain place, and I think that, you know, we had been working with some people from Africa, actually, and it was feeling very kind of like spread out. Like we were a little bit, we went really far away from what we know. We were wearing shorts and sitting there in like sandals.
That's crazy, right? To get out of the studio and sunny?
It didn't feel like the most like, you know, anyway, it felt weird. So we went back to the East Coast and we went back to Peter Kadis and we collaborated again. Yeah, so we kind of did a three-way with all three of us collaborating.
Oh, cool. Because I really think that Peter Kadis did something good on your second record with the drum sounds, especially and stuff.
Yeah, he's just, you know, we know his studio kind of reminds me of Star Wars, like the Millennium Falcon. It's like old and has all this character, and like maybe it's not as fast as like maybe but it has character and it has power and the stuff that he did with the Yonce stuff, his solo record, it's just gorgeous. And plus Peter, he really has a great community of like players around him and people that can come in and work with you. It's great.
Cool. Now let's listen to another song that's already been published. We're listening to Walkabout.
Yeah.
That kind of fits because we were just talking about the importance of traveling around. And right after that, you're going to play us a new song.
Yes.
On an acoustic guitar. It's going to be a world premiere, people out there. And a Weltpremiere of Flux FM. We're super proud
that
you're doing it here not on the fucking Jimmy Fallon show or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No, this is the first song of the third record here today.
Yes. Yeah. Love it. But before we listen to that, let's listen to the song Walkabout aus dem 2014er Album Augustine's. Dann gibt es hier gleich eine Solo-Performance von Billy McCarthy und der hat die allerletzten Tickets noch dabei für seine Show heute Abend im Grünen Salon. Die Augustines mit Walkabout auf Flux FM. Wir arbeiten uns in chronologischer Reihenfolge quasi an die neue Platte heran von den Augustines, die schon fertig aufgenommen ist. Man war diesmal mit Joe Ciccarelli in California im Studio, haben wir gerade gelernt. Peter Kadis hat auch noch ein bisschen mitgemixt und wir können uns freuen auf eine dritte Augustines LP. Auch für diese Platte ist Billy wieder auf Reisen gewesen. Das ist eine sehr wichtige Sache für ihn, um sich inspirieren zu lassen für Musik. Und von diesem Reisen handelt ja eigentlich auch der eben gehörte Song. The song that we've just heard is actually about the thing that we talked about before, that you travel a lot to get inspired for your music. And whenever I see you, I have the feeling that you're addicted to being on the road as well. Because, I mean, the other guys are like, oh, man, I'm going to have a few weeks off. I'm going to stay home. And Billy's like, let's go on tour.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it solo when you guys have to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. so you're touring solo and you're playing some of the new songs already. And an interesting thing about tonight's show and the shows that you're doing solo is that you're talking about your life before the Augustines. You're telling stories from the road, but stories from the time before you even went on the road, right?
Yeah, basically it goes from high school, which I left early. I was asked to leave, and to 9/11. And so all those years I was a street musician, and I don't have a formal like band background like most bands. I traveled all over, and it sort of helped me find my way to who I am today.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like shedding this small town life and whatever journey it takes to go from small town life to New York City life. This is what this show's about.
Yeah. And what were the most important moments for you in the time before you were in the Augustines? At which point did you realize, man, music is actually the thing that helps me through life. Music must be the thing that I'm going to be working with in the upcoming years.
It's almost as if like my guitar was like a flashlight, mm-hmm. and it was sort of leading me out of this 1950s small town America, right? Mm-hmm.
And out of a dark period in your life as well.
And it was sort of like, in small town America, it's like there is no Europe. You know, mm-hmm. there's no Merkel, there's no nothing, there's no outside world, there's barely America. Mm-hmm. It's just a small 5,000 people, you mm-hmm. know. So every single song that I would write was like, it was getting brighter and brighter. And then finally, I'll explain tonight at the show, that how I ended up figuring out that I could mix trains and travel with singing, and then it just sort of restoring. And reinventing myself.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it's a great thing that you're talking about your past in front of an audience tonight, because I think especially in Germany, mm-hmm. people are listening to the melodies a lot. Sometimes mm-hmm. they don't get the lyrics when they listen to the songs for the first time, and they have to fall in love with the song to mm-hmm. basically understand the story behind the song. So that's a cool idea as well in Germany to kind of explain how those songs actually were made up.
Well, what's really exciting for me is I'm able to sing some of the songs that have inspired me, mm-hmm.
So you're covering some songs as well?
Absolutely. Like Woody Guthrie, I was told recently, used to sing about Trump's father.
Uh-huh.
And like this kind of dynamic.
Like Donald Trump's father.
Yes. Donald Trump's pretty old, so his father is really old, so he goes far back.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that with music, there's an oral tradition. You know, it's like Jimmy Page wrote this song at Rod Stewart's house. This is in modern times, but as it goes back, like my family's Irish, it goes back to just telling stories, just sitting there with a pint. And like, that to me, I don't think I'm doing anybody any favors by sitting there quietly playing 15 songs and going home. I want to get to know people.
Yeah, and then people are going to get to know you. That's super interesting. Mm. Talking about being on the road nonstop, you're going to return to Germany in April to open up a few shows for Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. How exciting is that?
It's pretty crazy.
That's something. Did he himself invite you guys, or because it's super rare that he likes bands he's not in, right?
Yeah, I cannot definitively say. I would say his people reached out to our people.
Yeah.
As if we have people. No, we have mutual friends. So I mean, this is crazy. We're going out with the old Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, it's really crazy. These dates are going to happen in April.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's another Berlin show in there, but you're going to play in Munich and in Cologne.
That's right.
With Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
With this solo tour, it's going to take you to Leipzig tomorrow. There's a few tickets left.
Yes.
Also, wenn ihr aus Leipzig zuhört, morgen unbedingt vorbeigehen bei der Show von Billy McCarthy. Er wird im neuen Schauspiel auftreten, morgen in Leipzig. Und übermorgen ist er im Lux in Hannover. Auch dafür gibt's noch Karten. Alle anderen Shows sind leider schon ausverkauft. Trotzdem könnt ihr euch über die Dates auch mit den High Flying Birds nochmal informieren auf weareaugustines.com. Und jetzt ist der aufregende Moment gekommen. The exciting moment has arrived. You're going to play us a new song. Can you tell us a little bit about the song before you start playing, or would you rather not?
No, somebody told me once the best songs in the world are written in 15 minutes.
And that's what happened with this song?
Yeah, and it happened with Book of James too. Mm-hmm. I just was feeling a certain way, and I was actually late. I needed to be somewhere, and I just sat down and, I got to do this really quick.
And then the person you were supposed to meet, they were like, you were 50 minutes late, and you were like, yeah, sorry, but I wrote a beautiful song in those 50 minutes.
Yeah, but that's what's so funny about being a creative, right? It's like, hey, man, how's your day? You know, how you doing today, Bob Dylan? I'm like, it's all right. It's just a dad. Rolling Stone thing I'm working on, but, you know, like, kind of life, blah, you know. I'm fine, though. How are you doing? You hungry? Let's get a sandwich.
So what's the name of the song?
It's called Landmine.
People out there, it's a world premiere. Deswegen sage ich es auch nochmal auf Englisch. Eine Weltpremiere auf Lux FM. Der Song wurde noch nie irgendwo offiziell gespielt, außer vielleicht auf einem Konzert, aber noch nie im Radio vorgestellt. It's a world premiere on the radio. It's Billy McCarthy von den Augustines solo.
Died on the 4th of July, we'll think of something to patch up our sides. Only my head bleeds and tears at the seams, but we'll think of something and sleep by the ocean. But I'm a landmine. Just a matter of time. My one and only. This life is so lonely. But we'll think of something to pass the time. Maybe we should go. Let the full moon glow. But we'll think of something.
McCarthy und die Weltpremiere this song's Landmine world premiere. Thank you for playing that song for the very first time on this very station. It is a great honor to be listening to that.
I'm thrilled.
On
Thank
Flux
you.
FM. And I've heard about a video that's already been done. Was it the video for that song?
There's multiple videos going on. It's hard. I'm living in Europe right now, yeah. So I'm trying to get back to New York and sort that out.
Yeah. Do whatever. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Thank you for visiting. Und euch da draußen öffne ich jetzt nochmal die Chance, vorbeizugehen im grünen Salon. Wir haben die aller, das könnte ich noch ewig weiterführen, letzten Tickets im Angebot für Billy McCarthy heute Abend im grünen Salon. Und ihr kommt ran, wenn ihr uns anruft, unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben die letzten Tickets für Billy McCarthy heute Abend solo im grünen Salon. Wer in München oder Köln wohnt, der kann sich immer April freuen auf die komplette Band im Vorprogramm von Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Und ansonsten ist morgen in Leipzig und übermorgen in Hannover noch ein bisschen was übrig an Tickets. Guckt nochmal auf der Webseite, wenn ihr alles genau wissen wollt. Die Adresse lautet weareaugustines.com. Billy, was yes. a great pleasure again. Say hi to the other guys.
Yes, man. Thank you, Berlin.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
And we'll meet again pretty soon. Maybe you're going to visit us again this year. Maybe you're going to come for a tour with the whole band, right?
Yes. The release date is very close. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I tell you when. But it's very
it's
soon. Yes.
Let's
when it gets warm, I'll put it that way.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Keep it in mind.
Yes. As soon as you want to leave your sweater at home,
yeah.
maybe try yeah, your yes. next record store yes. for the new Augustine's record.
When you buy shorts, you can buy an Augustine's record.
Thank you, Billy. It was really great to be talking to you again. I hope we'll meet again when it's warm outside.
Yeah, when it's warm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.